Yo, hello dear Business English learners. Welcome to Business English Pros. I hope you're practicing English every day. You're never too busy to improve yourself. English learning can easily be included in your everyday life. One way is to get a subscription so you have the transcripts for every episode of this podcast. You'll learn much faster that way. Go to businessenglishpros.com and sign up. If you're looking to impress your clients and win more business, then you've come to the right place. A well-written business proposal can make all the difference in showing your potential clients that you're the best choice for the job. In this podcast, we'll take you through the essentials of writing a successful business proposal in English, even if it's not your first language. We'll cover everything from understanding the purpose of a proposal to tips on how to make your writing clear and engaging. So let's dive in and learn how to create a winning business proposal that'll help you stand out from the competition. Number one, understanding the purpose of a business proposal. You must be clear on your goals and objectives. A business proposal is like a roadmap to success. It helps you clearly explain what you want to achieve and how you plan to do it. The main goals of a business proposal are to, number one, show your potential client that you understand their needs and problems. Number two, present your awesome solution to address those needs and problems. Number three, prove that you have the skills, experience and resources to get the job done. 4. Persuade your client that you're the best choice among all the other options out there. Remember, a great business proposal is all about being clear, convincing, and focused on your goals. Number 2. You must know and understand your target audience. Knowing your target audience is super important when writing a business proposal. Your target audience is the person or group of people who will read and evaluate your proposal. They could be the decision makers in a company, a team of experts, or even potential investors. To make your proposal shine, keep these tips in mind. 1. Speak their language. Use words and phrases that your target audience will understand. If they're experts in a specific field, it's okay to use some technical terms. But if they're not, keep it simple and easy to understand. 2. Address their concerns. Think about what your target audience cares about the most and make sure your proposal addresses those concerns. This will show them that you've done your homework and that you're in tune with their needs. 3. Be persuasive. Your target audience needs to believe that you're the best choice for the job. Use facts, examples, and testimonials to back up your claims and show them that you're the real deal. By understanding your target audience and their needs, you'll be on the right track to create a winning business proposal that grabs their attention and gets you the results you want. Number 3, knowing the essential components of a business proposal. A great business proposal is like a delicious sandwich with layers of important information that come together to make it irresistible. Let's take a look at the essential components that make up a winning business proposal. Executive summary. The executive summary is like a tasty appetizer that gets your reader excited about your proposal. It's a short and sweet overview of your entire proposal, highlighting the most important points. Make sure to include the problem you're solving, your proposed solution, the benefits of your solution. Problem statement. Now it's time to dive deeper into the problem you're addressing. This section should explain the issue your client is facing, how the issue affects their business, why it's important to find a solution. Proposed solution. Here's where you get to show off your amazing idea. Don't hold back. Describe your solution in detail and explain how it addresses the problem, the benefits it will bring your client. Make the benefits enticing. How it's different from other solutions out there. Methodology and timeline. In this section, you'll outline the steps you'll take to put your solution into action. Include a step-by-step breakdown of your plan. Make it super easy to follow. A timeline for completing each step. Any resources or tools you'll need. Budget and pricing. Money talks, so it's important to be clear about the cost of your solution. In this section, provide a detailed breakdown of costs, any options for different pricing plans, an explanation of why your solution is worth the investment. Qualifications and experience. Show your target audience that you're the right person for the job. Share your relevant skills and expertise, past projects and successes, testimonials from happy clients. Conclusion and call to action. Wrap up your proposal with a strong conclusion that summarizes the main points of your proposal, reminds your target audience of the fantastic benefits of your solution, encourages them to take action, such as contacting you or signing a contract. By including these essential components in your business proposal, you'll create a powerful and persuasive document that will help you win over any target audience and achieve your goals. Number 4, useful tips for writing a clear and concise proposal. Now that you know what to include in your business proposal, let's talk about how to make it clear, easy to understand, and totally engaging. Here are some super helpful tips to make your proposal shine. Use simple language. Remember, your goal is to make your proposal easy to understand. So stick to simple words and short sentences. This will make your writing clear and easy to follow. For example, instead of saying utilize, just say use. Keep it simple, and your readers will thank you. Be specific and avoid jargon. When writing your proposal, it's important to be specific and to the point. This means using concrete examples and avoiding vague or confusing terms. Also, stay away from jargon, those fancy words that only insiders understand. Instead, explain things in a way that anyone can understand. Your readers will appreciate your effort to make your proposal clear and easy to follow. Use bullet points and headings. To make your proposal even more reader-friendly, use bullet points and headings to break up your text. This will help your readers quickly find the information they're looking for. Plus, it makes your proposal look neat and organized. It's much easier to read. Bullet points and headings are your friends. Number 5, proofread and edit for errors. Last but not least, don't forget to proofread and edit your proposal for any mistakes. Even small errors can make your proposal look unprofessional, so take the time to double-check your work. Don't rush this step. Here are some tips. Read your proposal out loud to catch any awkward sentences or mistakes. Use a spell checker to catch any typos. Ask a friend or colleague to review your proposal for any errors or unclear parts. By following these tips, you'll create a clear, concise, and engaging business proposal that will be easy for your audience to understand and enjoy. Good luck and happy writing. Number 6, you must create an impactful presentation with professional formatting. Making your business proposal look amazing is just as important as what you write. A well-presented proposal will grab your reader's attention and show them that you mean business. Let's explore some cool tips to make your proposal look professional and engaging. Use a professional template. A great way to start is by using a professional template for your proposal. There are many free and paid templates available online that you can use. These templates come with pre-designed layouts, fonts, and color schemes that will make your proposal look polished and professional. Just remember to pick a template that suits your business style and the preferences of your target audience. Include visuals and charts. A picture is worth a thousand words, especially when it comes to explaining complex ideas. Including visuals like images, charts, and graphs in your proposal can help your readers understand your points more easily. For example, you could use photos to show examples of your work or products, charts to display important data or trends, diagrams to explain your proposed solution or process. Just make sure your visuals are clear, relevant, and easy to understand. And don't forget to add captions or labels to explain what your visuals are showing. Number 7. Organize content logically. To make your proposal easy to follow, it's essential to organize your content in a logical order. This means starting with an introduction, followed by the problem statement, proposed solution, and so on. Use headings and subheadings to break up your content into smaller sections so your readers can quickly find the information they need. Here's an example of a logical structure for your proposal. 1. Introduction. 2. Problem statement. 3. Proposed solution. 4. Methodology and timeline. 5. Budget and pricing. 6. Qualifications and experience. 7. Conclusion and call to action. By organizing your content logically, you'll make it easy for your audience to follow your proposal and understand your main points. And that's a surefire way to create a winning business proposal that'll impress your readers and help you achieve your goals. So go ahead and give your proposal the makeover it deserves. Here are some final words. Wow, we've covered a lot of ground in this podcast, haven't we? Let's take a moment to remember the key points we've learned about writing an awesome business proposal. Here's a recap of key points. 1. Understand the purpose of a business proposal and know your target audience. 2. Include essential components like an executive summary, problem statement, proposed solution, and more. 3. Write clearly and concisely using simple language, specific examples, and bullet points. 4. Make your proposal look professional and engaging with a template, visuals, and organized content. Encouragement for successful proposal writing. Now that you've got all these fantastic tips and tricks up your sleeve, it's time to put them into action and create your very own amazing business proposal. Don't worry if it seems a bit challenging at first. Just take it one step at a time, and you'll soon be a pro at writing proposals that are clear, engaging, and perfect for your target audience. So go ahead and give it a try. And remember, practice makes perfect. The more proposals you write, the better you'll become at it. Soon, you'll be impressing your clients and achieving your goals with your outstanding business proposals. Good luck and happy writing. Okay, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to follow us for more exciting episodes to help you improve your business English communication skills.